Oh, the second hour of Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. And in this next hour, for about the next 45 minutes, we're going to listen to a thing called White Mansions. Now, about 2.5 years ago, we aired a thing called The Legend of Jesse James, written by Paul Kennerly, who also composed another story sort of set of songs for Emmylou Harris called The Ballad of Sally Rose, I believe is what it was called. And this is very similar. This is a story about the Civil War. It takes you from 1861 to 1865 up through 1865. Deals with four characters. One, the son of the plantation, the sort of upstanding model citizen of the South who goes to fight. He's a captain in the army. There is a white trash individual who is an overseer of the fields, who resents the lifestyle of the aristocracy but still fights for the South. Because of what the South involves. And then there's the drifter who was wounded in the Mexican-American War in the 1840s, and he kind of looks at things from both sides. And there's the nurse who's the sweetheart of the plantation son of the South, and she is in the hospitals. And those are the four characters that this story revolves around. In the pamphlet, there's quite a large... sort of synopsis of the whole history thing, discussing how the South economically is based on cotton and tobacco and, of course, needs free labor to make all of that happen, to make a lot of money, and how the North is based on more industry and manufacturing, and the South is very archaic and has a system that is not one necessarily that you're going to win wars on. And that's basically the whole synopsis of this thing, and that's where we're going to start. Waylon Jennings is the drifter. John Dillon is the son of the plantation owner, Matthew Fuller, and his sweetheart, Pollyann, is played by Jesse Coulter. And finally, Steve Cash is Caleb, and he's the white trash overseer. And that's how all of this works. And, of course, in the pamphlet, it says the slaves didn't have much say, and they really didn't throughout the whole conflict. But of course, they were the cause. They were a big part of it, but they didn't have much say in it. Alrighty, that's what all of this is about. That's where we're going to start. It's called White Mansions. And I kind of like things like this. These are sort of folk operas, I guess is the best way to put it. And they work, and this works really well. White Mansions.
There is a tear, oh man, on your face, and your hands are shaking. Is it fear, oh man, or just a trace of hatred awakening? The story is in the lines on your face. This is the world, oh man, for which you work and love with passion. A cultured pearl, oh man, that your heart and hand.
Dixie. What's this black cloud roll? She's coming down to tear away your soul. How much longer can you pretend that your plow ain't threatened by their pen? Hold on, oh, oh, Dixie, hold on. To stand alone and cut America in two means everything's lost. The Constitution's falling through. To leave the Union is to weaken what is strong. You think it right, they think it morally wrong. But you'll fall, oh, 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 Dixie, you'll fall. King Cotton, your reign is a shadow. You need slaves to keep alive, but the North could help you survive your misguided notion.
never did like them Yankees anyhow. Always looking down their noses at us like they were something special. God damn it, this thing will be over in 10 weeks' time anyhow. We're gonna whip their ass. Show 'em we can live on our own.
A man's best friend.
The ladies, they glide through the ballrooms, they ride with the young men hard at their heels.
They know how to tease, they know how to please, but you're the only one who knows how love feels. Would you dance with a friend, for until this war ends, there's no more time? Would you take this next waltz, would you hold me so close, just one more time? As the orchestra plays, I watch you amazed at the grace of your step and your poise. It grieves me inside to know I'll soon ride and leave you lost in the laughter and noise. Would you dance with a friend, for until this war ends, there's no more time? Would you take this next waltz? Would you hold me so close? Just one more time.
Your regiment is leaving Georgia. You must join them right away. Your orders are to ride us into Virginia and engage without delay. Before you turn your back on me, before you finally go, there are some things that I must give to you, some things that you should know. I'll send a Kentucky racehorse with a rider and a prayer to speak my words of love to you, so you'll know that I still care. I'd pay a king's ransom, and I'd live on cornbread too, just to keep the precious smile alive and to live my life with you. For the time you'll be away from me, for the days that lie, dear heart, please keep the memory. Share, like we share my bed. Although I won't have your helping hand or keep your sweet company, darling, when the fire is warm, please think a little bit about me. I'll send a Kentucky racehorse with a rider and a prayer to speed my words of love.
Your carriage awaits with his horses at the gates to take you home to your mansion so grand, where in comfort you'll stay, safe from the fray, till I return to ask for your hand. Would you dance with a friend? There's no more time. Would you take this next waltz? Would you hold me so close? Just one more time. Would you dance with a friend? For until this war ends, there's no more time. Would you take this next waltz? Would you hold me so close? Just one more time.
foxtrot. They pranced and they ran. Each one was commanded by a cavalry man. Two horses stood grazing where the dead riders lay. A Union man, the Confederate grain. They nuzzled each other as they teased and had fun. They bathed in the warm rays of the old southern sun. No more senseless orders for them to obey. This mare and his grain. Such sad times that we're all living in. What killing your brother is the mightiest sin. How happy we'd be if we acted the way of the Union man, the Confederate brave. And they ran. Each one was commanded by a cavalry man. Two horses stood grazing where their dead riders lay. A Union man, the Confederate dream.
From the whores in town, but it don't satisfy somehow. I still got the letter you sent last summer when I fell at Mechanicsville. I guess you don't know when you'll see me again, or if you ever will.
It ain't easy, this living off the land. It ain't easy, oh how I need your hand to hold. God, no one believe a summer could be so damn cold. Heard of the cost of the Gettysburg loss? Well, I was there with Lee. And since Vicksburg's gone, it won't take him long to capture Tennessee. Sometimes I wonder if we're doing right and if we're gonna win this war. I start to forget just why we're here and what we're fighting for.
It ain't easy. side, but I can't leave now. Grant's army is pushing through. They tell you stories of valor and glory, but they ain't near the fact. Heroes were bad when all they had been eaten by the worms and rats. I hear dying men calling with gangrene crawling through their flesh and bones. I've seen thousands pleading as they lie bleeding. Any time to go back home. It ain't easy living off the land. It ain't easy. Oh, how I need your hand to hold. Got no unbelief, a summer could be so damn cold.
Our generals are leading with the courage to set us free. Maybe it's time to count up all of the cost. We're just hoping there'll be some changes. Wishful thinking. Headed downhill. The only way now is surrender. But we're fighting still. You know there ain't no real chance for us to win this. There won't be no victory dance. At the finish is just Southern pride. It's just stubborn blindness. Holding on to a fading lifestyle. Maybe at first. Now it's terror running wild. There's no one willing to lend a helping hand. They say we're foolish, and we can't blame them. Let's stop this fight while we can. It takes a brave man, but to end this killing, it takes a braver man. You know there ain't no real chance for us to win this. Victory dance at the finish is just Southern pride. It's just stubborn blindness. It's just Southern pride. It's just stubborn blindness. It's just Southern pride. just stubborn blindness. It's just southern pride. It's just stubborn blindness.
November 15, 1864, General Sherman cut out the back of Atlanta with 68,000 hard-worn Yankees. He drove them down through Georgia to the sea. With hate in their hearts, they moved in a line, cutting a scar through God's blessed country, 50 miles wide, burning, looting, gutting our land like vultures. They tore up the railroad tracks. They burnt the cotton and the gins. Lord, they made everybody suffer.
Sing praise. for the last 4 years, and the maggots been eating at my bones. I've been burning up my body with drinking, and I can't leave them women alone. Every man gets sick deep down when he looks inside himself, so he turns toward the outside just to disregard his health. But I found salvation. The king has called me home. I know where I'm going now. The king has called me home, and I don't need no one now. The king has called me home. I know where I'm going now. The king has called me home.
I'm a wanted man. The one who makes me fall will be such a glad man. $5,000 in his hand, it makes me such a hunted man. They left me with a navy coat, a heart that's bitter and a spirit that's broke. Gotta steal from the railroad, steal from the banks, take it all back from the thieves and yanks just to keep alive.
Bloodshed.
This war taught me how to kill. A
man can only live by his will. Put a gun in your hand, mask on your face, crawl through life, live in disgrace, try to settle the score.
Hang your head and cry. You have seen so many children die. You had courage and you had pride, but the Union could never see your side at all. Not at all. Oh, Dixie, now the land is scarred, the states are bleeding, they're wounded and marred. Mr. Lincoln isn't here to lend a hand. Now he's gone, and bitter hate rules the land. You're done. Oh, Dixie, you're done.
That's Paul Kennerly's folk opera called White Mansions. And it has a kind of a libretto with it that gives you a lot more detail as to each character and what's going on with each selection, and takes you through the entire Civil War, basically from the Confederacy's point of view, except for the kind of commentary from the Drifter narrator, who was portrayed by Waylon Jennings. Other characters, John Dillon, portrayed the plantation's owner, the son of the plantation owner, the one who came back and had to be a bad man with a bitter heart. And his sweetheart, Polly Ann, who was portrayed by Jesse Coulter, died of an epidemic, and the white trash who got salvation, Caleb. All these characters, plus the slaves who have one selection in here, kind of a gospel type thing. So there you go. That's it. And Paul Kinnerly writes then again his other big well-known kind of folk opera thing was The Legend of Jesse James, which also deals with kind of the failure of Reconstruction and how those guys wound up going kind of wayward. They did, those James boys. That's a pretty fun thing, too, with Charlie Daniels and Lee Von Helm and Johnny Cash and Emmy Lou and a couple of other folks in there. The Legend of Jesse James. Maybe we'll play that again down the road. And also, Paul Kinnerly wrote The Ballad of Sally Rose, which is basically one of Emmy Lou's albums. And it's quite cool as well. Alrighty? White Mansions. You can find out how to... It's on Mercury A&M. And you can find that on our playlists at nwpr.org, the playlist for Inland Folk. And that's how that goes. Alrighty? Fiddler's Dream. Greg Spatz, who lives in Spokane. He's a professor, and his wife, Kierdwin Spatz. And they do what they do so well. This is called Rufty Tufty, and it's kind of a neat little tune, actually. Greg and Kierdwin Spatz. This is basically, I think there's a book that accompanies this, and he's done a couple of things like that. So here we go.
Before, and slowly she led him inside. He said, I've watched your palace up here on the hill, and I've wondered who's the woman for whom we all kill. But I am leaving tomorrow, and you can do what you will. Only first I am asking you why. Said, I see you now, and you are. so very young, but I've seen more battles lost than I have battles won. I've got this intuition, says it's all for your fun. And now will you tell me why? Well, the young queen, she fixed him with an arrogant eye. She said, you won't understand, and you may as well not try. But her face was a child, and he thought she would cry. But she closed herself up like a fan. And she said, I've swallowed a secret burning thread. It cuts me inside, and often I've bled. And he laid his hand then on the top of her. As you are living here alone and you are never revealed. But I won't march again on your battlefield. And he took her to the window to see. And the sun, it was gold, though the sky, it was gray. And she wanted more than she ever could say. But she knew how it frightened her and she turned away. Not look at his face again. And he said, I want to live as an honest man, to get all I deserve and to give all I can, and to love a young woman who I don't understand. Your Highness, your ways are very strange. But the crown, it had fallen. She thought she would break, and she stood there, ashamed of the way her heart ached. And she took him to the doorstep, and she asked him to wait. She would only be a moment inside. Out in the distance, her order was heard, and the soldier was killed, still waiting for her word. And while the queen went on strangling in the solitude she preferred, the battle continued on.
Queen and the soldier there, we're just really doing some really upbeat stuff, aren't we? We have lots more upbeat stuff and unupbeat in the next hour of the show, plus the calendar. So you just hold your horses because we are coming back. Chris Stortle on playlists and narratives and reading and everything, and that's all good. Inland Folks, a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. We're going to be right back for lots more music. You just hang on because we're coming back.
Multi-instrumental lineups this week. What goes with what? Embrace the anarchy on the Thistle and Shamrock.
Join Fiona Ritchie for the Thistle and Shamrock. That's 1 hour from now, following hour three of Inland Folk with Dan Marr, here on your NPR and classical music station, Northwest Public Radio. I'm Bruce Bradbury. I hope you can join me again tomorrow morning for Weekend Edition Sunday.